It's my pleasure to welcome Ralph Anzareth. Tell me about Nylene Canada. How long has it been in town?
Nylene Canada is a company that's been in our parlor since 1966. It was initially created by BASF. We create this product called Nylon 6, which is made for things like carpeting, wire sheathing, makes the electrical components cleaner and more resistant to weather. We're a company that employs about 95 people. Most of our employees are from the Valley.
Tell me about your history with the firm.
Well, I've been there since 2019. My previous work was in high tech. Came a point in my life where I wanted to look for something different. Match was made in heaven.
And what's your formal title and role?
I am the managing director of Nylene Canada. Everything that happens there is my fault.
Tell me about the market for your products.
Mainly carpeting. And that's been our bread and butter for a number of years. Our customers are truly part of our business and are located mostly in Georgia. We get our raw material from Virginia. It comes up by rail. And by the way, we own that rail. It comes through our prior and goes through all the way through to the Ottawa rail yards. So that's our rail system responsible for maintaining it. And those plants in Georgia take that material, they melt that material, they draw and texture and make fiber out of it. And that fiber is then turned into nylon carpeting. We're a very self-contained company that has all of the different aspects of a company. The only thing that's not located here in our prior is our sales division, and our sales are mostly US-based. Most of our product is for export. We do sell internally to Canada, but most of it is external, and so our sales force is south of the border. Let me tell you about our recycling. It's a huge aspect of what we do in there. The plant itself was created as a zero-waste plant. So it's not hard to imagine that every time you make a product, some of it will come out not in spec. And so we have the capability of taking that non-in-spec product and putting it back into a recycle machine that reproduces the raw material that was used to create it in the first place. And that raw material is not any different than the virgin raw material that was brought in to make the material in the first place. In essence, anything that we manufacture that is not saleable to a customer can be recycled and put back into its raw material form and then can be used again to make material that is in spec. We are the only recycling machine for nylon 6 in North America. We're one of three or four in the world, and we're certainly the longest continuous running depolymerizer. That's what it's called, because you make polymer and then you depolymerize when you put it back into its raw material. And so we're the only ones in North America that do this.
Wow.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, the entire movement towards recycled materials or towards a greener planet is becoming very, very important to our company, because we're getting requests from all over the world for our recycled material, and it's becoming very much in demand. And so we're looking at the possibility of expanding that recycling capability to do more than just our own internal waste, but to actually potentially bring in some post-industrial, perhaps not some post-consumer waste, and recycle that and manufacture more caprolactam, which is the raw material that can be sold to other places.
And anything else you'd like to add before we close?
We are part of the community. We enjoy being part of the community, and we've been involved in lots of activities around town with the schools. We have a scholarship that we fund on a regular basis. We are on prior.